I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. I recently spoke with Brooke Chapman. She's physical therapist assistant with Active Physical Therapy, and we talked about the steps you can take to help prevent injuries during these summer months and the increased activities that you may be taking part in. Here's more with Brooke Chapman from Active Physical Therapy.
I would say probably our biggest keys to look at would be some proper footwear is really important. If you're running, if you're walking, even if you're out throwing a frisbee, it's really easy to injure yourself. Proper gear for biking. Always good to have a proper warm-up and cool down so that you're not exercising on a cold muscle. And then just knowing your limits, you know.
That's probably more important than even people realize, because they may think that their limits aren't what they are. And it really takes a little time to get ready for this, to be out and be active again, doesn't it?
Right, it does. It's can't go from doing nothing to running a marathon the next day. So
what can you do with that? I mean, I'm sure you have a lot of common injuries and things that you see, and we'll touch on those in just a moment. But I mean, really, what can you do to help make sure that people can get ready to go out and enjoy this weather? What can you do? What do you recommend?
Well, you know, always doing, like I said, the proper warm up and cool down, making sure stretching is super important. Doing some type of dynamic movement where you're moving your limbs, and, you know, not running 10 miles your first day. You want to go up to that point.
Sure.
So running two, running three, and then go on from there.
And I know you can kind of do that with the services that you have at Active Physical Therapy. But as you're just saying, as you're kind of easing into doing it again, it's kind of probably good to kind of ease into getting that kind of help also. It's not going to happen overnight.
Right.
What are some of the injuries that you see, especially now that we're in this summer months? What do you see? What are folks coming to you with?
Oh, we see a little bit of everything, but a lot of bikers and runners, especially, I'm seeing a lot of shoulder injuries if they have a fall, a lot of lower leg injuries, ankle sprains, knees, hips, plantar fasciitis of the feet. So tons of things.
All kinds of fun things that kind of go askew if you're not ready. Well, a lot of potential for injury with that, and you've given us some good tips on that, but one of those, I think, is this awareness of what your body is telling you. You really should listen to that, shouldn't you?
Right, definitely. If something isn't feeling right, then you know you need to stop at that point. Mm-hmm. You know your body best, so it's best to listen to it.
And that kind of ties into that no pain, no gain kind of thing, which you probably hear a lot about, don't you?
Oh, yes, unfortunately we do. Mm-hmm. I hear it a lot at Active, and you know, it can be true to a sense. You're going to have that muscle fatigue. You're going to have that muscle burn. But you should be worried if that pain doesn't subside, if you get a sharp onset of that pain, and if the pain worsens over time.
Now, I know that you guys at Active are more of assistance with people that maybe have been injured. They need a little bit of the physical therapy to get kind of back on track, that you're not really so much of a training operation. But if someone does have an injury, or they do kind of hurt their ankle or knee or shoulder, whatever it may be, you guys are a choice that you can come in and help them with that.
Absolutely. And one of the things that, especially for runners, which is really nice, is when we do get them back to functioning, we can do a gait analysis with them. So basically, that's just taking a look at how they're walking, how they're standing, how they're running, and what kind of weaknesses we can see to help with them.
What's the best way to find out more about what you guys do at Active?
You can go on our website. It's stayactiveup.com. Mm-hmm. You can give us a call, too. We do have a location in Ishpeming, Nagani, and we have two in Marquette.
And I think it is important to remember that if you do need physical therapy, it is a choice that you can make. And, of course, you would say come to see Active Physical Therapy, because you guys are very prepared to do this. And the locations also make it convenient.
Definitely. You know, right next to the high school and right across from the medical center. And then we also have another one on 3rd Street. So pretty nice locations.
All over the place. Again, the website is?
stayactiveup.com.
That's the comments of Brooke Chapman. She's a physical therapist assistant at Active Physical Therapy. For Great Lakes Radio, I'm Walt Lindelaw.